Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Adventure in Atacama! In the previous episode, Lucho and Fernando were trying to escape from a room where Dr. Rodrigo Crustaceo Montalban, or whatever his name is, was holding them prisoner. Fernando felt like pressing a button and Mariela prevented him. What you'll hear next is a glimpse of the future that was unleashed thanks to your most recent decision. Episode 29, Itinerary.
This is Island of Dreams, the documentary,
brought to you by Blumenfeld Industries.
For most people, an ideal world is an impossible dream. But that isn't the case for the intrepid 51-year-old ex-pilot Fernando Perez. He has always dreamed big.
No. You know, I've always wanted more. If there was only orange juice at the American breakfast, I'd plant a tamarind tree. It's got more antioxidants. You know, I'm that kind of guy.
No.
Fernando Perez was a pilot like any other, until his daughter prevented him from pressing a button to travel back in time.
No.
I didn't think Uno would eat Lucho's arm like a French fry, but you know what the great Daddy Yankee says? Lo que pasó, pasó.
No.
I'm happy that we're able to escape from the temple after Uno made everything collapse. Look at me now. I learned a whole new language.
No.
Fernando's work in the new village, founded by the survivors of the Atacama Trench, is simple, but fundamental.
No.
You see these shells here on the beach? I'm in charge of collecting them. The more, the better.
No.
Sounds like a very important job.
No.
And here Pedro, the alien, helps me put them in bottles that we find in the sea from time to time. Right, Pedro?
No.
Whoa, that's right.
Another member of this new island village is Mariela Perez Trevino, the key to making this society work like clockwork.
No. I need him to at least keep busy, you know. Otherwise, I don't think we'd be able to survive here.
But why did they stay on the island above the now destroyed Navy base? Wouldn't it be easier to go back to Mexico City?
No. Well, it's just that, you know, we wanted to give ourselves a second chance away from the apocalypse. And what better way than to try it on an island lost in the middle of nowhere?
No.
You're a lousy liar, Mariela.
No. Several soldiers from the base and even some androids who were underwater survived.
No.
Tell him, Mom, that you worked with them.
No. Not much has changed up here. See these androids? They were my assistants at the base. My favorite is this one. I name him Roberto.
No.
No.
Mom, stop treating that robot like that.
No. I told you, I'm not having an affair with Roberto, Mariela. What are you doing saying that in front of the camera?
Lucho, The former luchador and assistant to Dr. Veronica is in charge of training programs of the Island of Dreams. Since he lost his arm, he has found motivation in helping others.
No.
Hey, Lucho, what you doing?
No. Building sandcastles for Quadrant 4. There weren't enough.
No.
Great work.
We're rolling, Veronica.
No. Oh, of course I knew about Uno long before I had Mariela in my belly. I saw her on an ocean expedition.
No. And do you guys use some kind of currency here or...
No.
Oh, no. We don't need money. Here, we reject all forms of rampant and savage capitalism.
No. But between you and me, if Fernando hadn't sunk the boat we were going to live on, we'd be in Mexico City by now. But I can get used to everything.
No. It's not so bad, Mom. We're all right here.
No. If I have to eat another shark sandwich, I'm gonna lose it.
No.
Well, that was good. We can cut here.
Wait! You've got to get us out of here!
Pedro, what are you talking about?
No. Don't be like that, Pedro.
This never had to happen. We're going to stay on this island forever, just playing volleyball and eating shark.
Yeah, not my problem.
Get us out of here! Keep playing to find us a better ending than this nonsense. Quick, go to episode 22, Cabin Control.
Produced by Blumenfeld Industries.